Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Lynn Larry. Batting second. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting third. The second baseman, Odell Hale. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting eighth. The catcher, Raleigh Hemsley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Feller. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Feller. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Lou Finney. Batting second. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting third. The third baseman, Billy Werber. Batting fourth. The catcher, Earl Brucker. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Dario Lottigiani. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Wayne Ambler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Caster. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, George Caster. And now, play ball. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry strikes out. One out. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Campbell moves to third. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ambler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Campbell scores. Hale moves to second. Two outs. It's 1-0, Indians. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Johnson. Averill reaches second base with a double. Hale scores. It's 2-0, Indians. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky takes first base on ball four. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Averill scores. Trosky moves to third. It's 3-0, Indians. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Trosky scores. Keltner moves to third. Hemsley moves to second. It's 4-0, Indians. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber hits a pop-up towards short. Larry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-1 in the game. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ambler fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Ambler. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Campbell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Larry moves to second. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hale bunts towards the mound. Caster fields it and throws to first for the out. Larry moves to third. Campbell moves to second. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Heath hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Averill hits a line drive into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Earl Brucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brucker hits a pop-up towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman takes first base on ball 4. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller fires to first and picks off Chapman. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Trosky hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Keltner takes first base on ball 4. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hemsley hits a fly ball into left field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0-for-1 in the game. Feller hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hemsley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Ambler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ambler takes first base on ball 4. George Caster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caster strikes out. Two outs. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0-for-1 in the game. Finney hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hemsley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-2 in the game. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Campbell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moses, who is chasing the ball. Campbell reaches third base with a triple. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hale hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Lottigiani reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Heath hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Johnson. Heath reaches second base with a double. Campbell scores. It's 5-0, Indians. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ambler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-1 in the game. Moses hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller fires to first and picks off Moses. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0-for-1 in the game. Werber takes first base on ball 4. Earl Brucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brucker is 0-for-1 in the game. Brucker is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-2, Indians. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Chapman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Trosky takes first base on ball 4. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Keltner hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hemsley hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0-for-2 in the game. Feller hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moses. Feller reaches second base with a double. Trosky goes all the way around to score. It's 6-2, Indians. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Finney settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Finney. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-3 in the game. Larry takes first base on ball 4. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a triple. Campbell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Feller scores. Larry moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 7-2, Indians. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Dario Lottigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani is 0 for 1 in the game. Lodigiani hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wayne Ambler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ambler is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Ambler hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Averill. Ambler reaches second base with a double. Mulehaus pinch hits for George Caster. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0 for 2 in the game. Finney strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Eddie Smith now pitching. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Heath hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Averill is called out on strikes. Two outs. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Trosky hits a pop-up towards short. Ambler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Werber hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hemsley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Brucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brucker is 0 for 2 in the game. Brucker hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Keltner hits a line drive into center field. Johnson picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Johnson. Keltner moves to second. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Keltner. The throw from Brucker and he is safe. Keltner steals third. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hemsley is called out on strikes. One out. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Feller bunts towards the mound. Smith fields it and throws to home to get Keltner. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Roy Weatherly now playing center field. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Johnson takes first base on ball four. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Chapman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnson moves to second. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani is 0 for 2 in the game. Lodigiani hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnson scores. Chapman moves to second. It's 7-3, Indians. Wayne Ambler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ambler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Ambler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Chapman moves to third. Two outs. Eddie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Athletics 3. The Indians will come to bat. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 4 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Campbell hits a fly ball into left field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hale hits a fly ball into left field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards first. Finney scoops it up and throws to first, with Smith covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0 for 3 in the game. Finney takes first base on ball 4. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Moses takes first base on ball 4. Finney moves to second. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Werber hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Finney scores. Moses moves to second. It's 7-4, Indians. Johnny Humphreys now pitching. Earl Brucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brucker is 0 for 3 in the game. Brucker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Moses scores. Werber moves to third. It's 7-5, Indians. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Werber scores. Two outs. It's 7-6, Indians. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Chapman hits a pop-up towards short. Larry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Athletics 6. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lodigiani scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Trosky strikes out. 2 outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ambler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Athletics 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lodigiani hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lynn Nelson pinch hits for Wayne Ambler. Lynn Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frankie Hayes pinch hits for Eddie Smith. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 7, and Philadelphia Athletics, 6. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.